You know, GSA over the course of the last 15 years has done a lot to elevate the quality of federal buildings. And as a result, we've built up some pretty good relationships with the design magazines that cover architecture and interiors. And Metropolis actually reached out to us. They have this long-standing competition to promote good sustainable design and design thinking.
And they've been doing this contest for like, what, 8 years or something?
They have been doing it for a number of years, yes.
Well, and the fun thing about this, and we talked to the editor, and she was very excited because this year they actually get, normally it's almost sort of theoretical. This year they're using a real live building, and it's one of your guys' buildings.
Yeah, the really great thing about the competition this year is that it allows entrants to tackle a real problem, which is, our inventory of sort of aging mid-century modern buildings, some of which, were not stellar examples of energy efficiency and architecture in their day. And
well, people didn't think about it then, did they?
No, they didn't. Yeah. And there's a renewed emphasis on figuring out how to live more sustainably and have buildings that reflect those values. And this competition is part of that effort.
And the idea behind this is $10,000 for somebody who can come up with a really cool idea.
Correct. This is an ideas competition that has as its prize $10,000 for the team that has the most creative and innovative solution for this federal property in Los Angeles.
Describe this building. I'm picturing, and we have pictures on federalnewsradio.com, so you can see the building for itself. But I mean, this is one of these. I mean, it's a stereotypical old federal building is what it sort of looked like to me.
It is. We have a number of properties in the federal inventory that look just like this building. They were constructed during the modern era, so they're very rigid and uniform in their character. And the hope is that this competition will not only make the building more sustainable, but it will improve the sort of visual aspect of the project and make it more approachable.
And so what do you hope? Why use a competition? Why? And I know GSA and all agencies are using a lot of these competitions. Why does this work particularly in this aspect? When Metropolis contacted you, what did you say? Hey, cool.
Well, the great thing about a design competition is that it allows you, particularly an ideas competition, it allows you to explore potential solutions without some of the day-to-day constraints of a real project.
Yeah.
It also allows you to get a number of entries to the same issue so that you can see how a range of people might approach the same complex problem. And we're very excited to see what the entrants come up with because we're, convinced that it'll give us a whole set of ideas to perhaps explore a little further in the work that that we do on this property and then also on other properties around the country. Just
right.
Like
yeah, this can be almost your test bed for what works elsewhere.
Yes, exactly.
And one of the great things about these things is you don't have to write a big statement of work and all that kind of stuff that you would have to do if you just did a procurement. But you also may reach out to folks who may not know what GSA even is.
Well, very true. It is an opportunity for us to kind of broaden the American public's awareness of GSA and what GSA does. It's also a terrific opportunity to tap into people who may not be architects per se, but are related in some capacity to the design profession. So the competition also encourages people who have a clever lighting solution or people who might have a kind of urban design concept for how the building could be better integrated into its community to submit and share those ideas with a broad audience.
And the concept of the working with Metropolis, which is really a design, because I'm going to be honest, I never heard of Metropolis. They have one of the best websites I've seen out there as a design magazine, I guess, should. But design rather than, say, an architectural, this is really not necessarily an architect that you're looking for, but it's broader than that.
Yeah, one of the great things about Metropolis Magazine, which is, you know, very well known among designers, is that it's a magazine that really celebrates all of the different design disciplines.
Right.
And so, you know, our to think of our buildings very narrowly as just architecture or interiors or, you know, some other aspect of the design trade is a little deceptive. These buildings have to function on multiple levels and engage, you know, the community and the visitors to them on a number of different fronts.
Hmm. And so how does this end up working? Was it difficult since this isn't technically, it's not technically a government competition. This is being done by somebody outside. Did it require special things? Did you have to do anything different than you do otherwise? Or did it actually make it, in a way, easier since they're doing it?
Well, because it's an ideas competition, we have a lot of freedom.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, encourage people to submit, you know, interesting, sustainable ideas and sort of survey those. Our participation, you know, as a sort of co-sponsor of the competition is, you know, to share information about our building so that people can actually make an informed response. And then also we participate as one of the members of the jury. Les Shepard, our chief architect, will be part of the team that reviews the quality of the submissions.
And the great thing is that there'll not only be one, but there's a bunch of different categories that they're looking for too. There'll be one grand winner, I guess, that gets the $10,000. But then there's a lot of different things, that, all of which, I mean, the hope is that these folks will come up with things that maybe you guys or I or anybody else may not have even thought about.
Yes, absolutely. The competition is designed to reward ideas, both big and small.
Yeah.
And if there's anyone, you know, who would like more information about the competition, obviously they can go to Metropolis's website. They can also go to challenge.gov, which is a competition website that has been set up to support the president's initiative to use prizes and challenges to solve tough problems and, you know, support a broad network of community-based solutions that might improve the way we do government.
A challenge portal, if you will.
Exactly.
And we'll have links to both of those on federalnewsradio.com so people can find them nice and easy. This all comes to a conclusion. It's a couple of months that you've given folks to consider ideas, right?
Yes, that's correct. It's a very, most competitions have a very limited time frame. We're looking for people to submit in January, and you know, hopefully we'll get a nice broad range of interesting submissions.
The thing about buildings and a lot of the green stuff is it often seems out there. It's not something that people can make a difference, but this is where people can really, if you have an idea, you can chime in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is an opportunity for, you know, the average American to figure out how to improve federal properties in their communities. We're using Los Angeles as a laboratory, but these properties, as I mentioned, exist in communities all around the country.